Hey man, this is Dan with Good Guys to Great Men again. Thanks again for watching. I hope you're all doing well in this time of corona and quarantine and lockdown, whatever's going on with you. Today I wanted to talk a little bit about a subject that Steve and I did a free call on recently in one of those free calls. I don't know whether you managed to make it along to any of those. We'll be carrying on with those in some form or another, so keep your eye out for more information about that. We were talking about something called the happily divorced man, which is a concept around being a man who is happily divorced, whether you're in a relationship or not. And so this is really about finding your mojo, your confidence, your secure self-respect, your self-confidence, your self-esteem, whatever, being able to find that wherever you are, whatever situation you're in, whether your relationship is in a good place, not in a good place, whether you're no longer in a relationship or going through a separation or whatever it is. And so one of the concepts of the happily divorced man is being able to not give a fuck about what's going on, what the other person or his situation is, and being able to still just be the guy that he really enjoys being. So sometimes we talk about the process of being happy. Most people and society and everything will tell you that being happy is something you have to get to. You know, when you have that thing, then you'll be happy, and then you can do the things you want to do, and finally you'll be in that good place. Whereas we talk at it like you have to be the person that makes you happy. You have to be the person you enjoy being. You have to live your life the way that you enjoy living it. And then you do the things that you enjoy doing, and through that process you have the things you enjoy having, whether that be a feeling of happiness or fulfillment or satisfaction or whatever, or creating something, or you know, finishing something, a project or whatever. You know, those things come from a being first and foremost, being a certain person who does certain things in certain ways to be able to achieve or have whatever it is. But it comes from the beginning. You know, that's why we talk about giving things rather than getting things. You give your attention, you give your desire, you give your focus. So when we're talking about the happily divorced man, I just have this one example where, you know, a guy sent his partner a text and it said, it said something, and then it ended with "P.S. You look really sexy." And the response was, "Never use the word sexy again. It is unsexy." And so the natural response, or the initial response, is that little boy energy, that little 13-year-old in us that goes, why does she have to respond like this? Why can't she just take a compliment? Why can't we just have a relationship that's positive? And instead of going down that path of getting upset and emotionally reactive, stamping his feet and wanting, this isn't fair, you know, the immature response, he chose to look at it and go, well, what if this was a really useful thing? What if this was a piece of information that I can use? What if I didn't give a fuck about this response and I just carried on being the loving, affectionate, sexy, sensual man that I love to be? And so he went and looked up what are the words in the dictionary that are the opposite of sexy. And so he started then using those words in his texts and messages. So he might send a message to her saying, you know, you look really dull, or you look really boring, or plain, or unsexy, or off-putting, or mind-numbing was one of them. Just, you know, so every time he sent a message and had replaced the word sexy with something else, of course, underneath it all, whenever it was read, it was, I think you look hot, you know, I think you look sexy, because that's where it started. And so he flipped it around and turned it into something that was much more fun and playful. He didn't give a fuck how it was received, and he just made it into something that he could play with, because he still loves to bring that playful, unapologetically sexy, sensual, you know, driven man that he likes to be. He had fun with it. He continued to enjoy bringing and being the man that he loves to be. And of course, you know, on the other side, that's appreciated, because there's no expectation, there's no need for it to be received in a certain way, and everybody can just relax and enjoy themselves much more. Anyway, so that's what it made me laugh, and I wanted to share that with you. I hope you guys are all doing well. Get in touch with us. Come and read some stuff on the website. We will be releasing some more information about those free calls that are coming up in the future. We would love to know more about what's going on with you and help you become more confident, more playful, more sexy, more sensual, whatever it is, however you love to be, however unapologetically not giving a fuck you love to be. We'd love to help you get there. Okay, take it easy. See you guys.